This morning for our Bible study, let's turn to the book of Isaiah, Prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 28. I would encourage you to get your Bible this morning. Let's study from Isaiah 28, and we'll begin reading at verse 14. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Now, verse 16 of Isaiah 28, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, you shall be trodden down by it. Now we have a very clear word from God this morning, as it is in all Scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ has been given and established for the only refuge for sinners to hide in. But we see here, revealed in this Scripture, that there are those who refuse to hear the Word of God, who refuse the truth of God, and are determined to make themselves their own refuge, their own way of salvation. And God clearly says in this portion of Scripture that whatever you have done and whatever you bring, your covenant, your agreement will not stand before God. Now let's look at three things this morning from these verses, Isaiah 28, verse 14, down through verse 18. The first thing we see is this, man's refuge of lies. He says this in the text here, you have made a covenant with death, and you have said we are in agreement with hell. The wrath of God and the judgment of God won't come nigh unto us. We have a refuge. And God said it's a refuge of lies and falsehood. You've hid yourselves in a lie. Now it's evident that those who refuse and hate the truth of God and refuse to listen to the Scripture and read and study the Scripture will securely wrap themselves in a hiding place of some sort that is something other than the truth. It'll be a false hiding place. And that's what the Lord calls it here, falsehood and a refuge of lies. Now, I think that these false refuges fall into two categories. Those that are religious and then those that are non-religious. These are false refuges and falsehoods that people love to hide in. The religious refuge. How many people today are hiding or trusting something they have done other than trusting the Lord Jesus Christ alone? Our Lord said to those Pharisees, you remember those who trusted themselves that they were righteous and despised others, you are they which justify yourselves before men. This is Luke 16:15. But God knows your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in my sight. You remember in Matthew 7, there were many who said in that day, Lord, we preached in your name and have cast out devils and done many wonderful works. And he said to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. You see the religious refuge that they had built up. These Pharisees in the Lord's day were trusting something they did rather than trusting the Lord Jesus Christ alone for righteousness and salvation. That's the religious refuge. Now, some today, they hide in their church membership or in some profession they made years ago or some emotional experience they've had. Some even trust their baptism for salvation. My friend, these are refuges that are false. The only refuge that any sinner can hide in is what has been revealed in verse 16, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's the religious refuge. Now, here's another falsehood that people hide in, the non-religious. They say things like this, I'm just as moral, as good as any person. down there where you worship. Well, that's probably true, but my friend, salvation is not based on my or your morality. Some hide behind their false god. Others simply hide in the fact they have no religion. They become a religion unto themselves. They often say, well, I think this, well, I think that, rather than turning to the Word of God and resting in what the Word of God reveals as the only salvation for sinners, and that's Christ. Now, here in verse 16, God clearly tells us of the refuge of truth. Now, here's the refuge of truth. Here's a refuge that God has given that sinners can rest in. Now, are you interested? You interested in hiding under falsehood or hiding in the refuge of lies that you've built up? Or are you interested in hearing God's truth about God's refuge? Now, let's read verse 16 again. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth, that is, those who trust Christ, salvation received by faith, shall not make haste, will never be forced to flee. Now, without question, this is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Peter and Paul and the apostles, they reference this scripture in the New Testament, and they reference this scripture, and they quote from Isaiah 28, and they interpret it and point to and say that this scripture speaks of Christ. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 2, this is exactly what Peter says. He says in verse 5 of 1 Peter 2, verse 5, you also are living stone to build up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it's contained in the Scripture. This is from Isaiah 28. He's quoting, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Now, without question, this refuge that God has laid, this refuge of truth, is Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ alone. I've often told you on this broadcast that salvation is in a person, not in a church, not in an organization. I don't care what they call themselves. Salvation is in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, as He's revealed in Scripture, is the true God and the true Savior of sinners. Now, let's look at several things about God's refuge of truth for sinners to hide in. Who's provided and established the only refuge? God says here, thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion. God Himself is the architect, the builder, and the supplier of this secure refuge. And there's just one. Our Lord identified Himself as the way, the truth, the life. And then He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. All the prophets pointed to just one. To Him give all the prophets witness. This is God's foundation. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And believers rejoice in Him. We rejoice in Him alone. And this is the description of those who trust Christ, who are resting on this foundation. They rejoice in Christ Jesus. And they have no confidence in the flesh. They worship God in the Spirit. They rejoice in Christ Jesus. And they have no confidence in the flesh. Now, this is a salvation and a foundation that God has laid for His people, those who trust Him. Another characteristic of this foundation is this, and this salvation that God has laid. He said it's a tried stone. The foundation that God has laid, and it's a tried stone. That means it's proven. Our Lord said He was tempted and tried and tested on all points like as we are, yet without sin. No sinner ever perished. Will you hear me? No sinner ever perished resting on this rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. He said, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. This is a tried stone. The Lord Jesus Christ is proven. And then secondly, He said it's a precious cornerstone. A precious cornerstone. Cornerstone. To those who believe, Christ is precious. To you who are hiding under a falsehood, Christ to you is a stumbling stone. But to you who believe, He's a precious cornerstone. He is precious to those who believe. We're redeemed with His precious blood. Not with silver and gold, not by our works, not by tradition, but with the precious blood of Christ. He bought us with His own blood. We're saved by His precious promises, the promise of grace. God has promised to bless all those who trust Christ. And we're united to Him by precious faith. And precious faith acknowledges that the Lord Jesus Christ is everything in salvation. So we see that it's a tried stone, it's a precious cornerstone, and then he said it's a sure foundation. A sure foundation. Now, I like things that are sure, don't you? I'm not much of one to take risks. Listen to what Paul said when he wrote to young Timothy. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. You see, this foundation and this salvation of God doesn't change. It's certain and it's sure. It will never decay, will never be improved, will never be replaced, will never be changed. We read that in the book of Hebrews. The Lord said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's founded upon the sure promise of God, the sure word of God that He has given. Christ is such a strong and secure, everlasting, sufficient refuge that none who find salvation in Him, none who flee to Him for salvation, forgiveness, pardon, redemption, justification, righteousness, everything, will never be forced to flee. That's what it says here. He that believeth, not worketh, not giveth, he that believeth. Salvation is received by faith, by believing. Salvation is not received by doing, but by believing. He that believeth shall not make haste. Those who trust Christ will never be forced out. Not at all. Not at all. When Paul quoted that scripture in Romans 9, he says those who trust Christ will never be ashamed. When Peter quotes it in his epistle, he says those who trust Christ will never be confounded. We read in Isaiah 45:17, Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation, and you shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Now let me ask you this question. Who is your refuge? Now think with me. What are you trusting for salvation? You trusting something you've done? Some decision you made? Some church you joined? My friend, salvation's in a person. Salvation's in this foundation, this tried stone that God has laid, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Now here's some good advice. Throw away everything and discard everything but Christ. In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in Him you stand complete. You remember in reading Philippians chapter 3, when God taught the Apostle Paul, old Saul of Tarsus, the gospel, and when he revealed himself to him, he said he counted everything loss but Christ. Throw away and discard everything but Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the reason why. In closing, let me give you this quickly. In verse 17 and 18, God will expose. Now, you may hide in your refuge for a while, but judgment's coming. God will expose the false refuge. Old Martin Luther, the Reformer, you remember him? He said this, three things I dare not face without the Lord Jesus Christ. My sins. The soul that sinneth shall die. Secondly, he said, my death. The wages of sin is death. I can't face death and go through death without Christ. I can't handle and deal with my sin except in Christ who made atonement for my sin and judgment. It's appointed unto man once to die after that judgment. Judgment. To those who rest in Christ, we read there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That's what he says in verse 17. Judgment also will I lay to the line and righteousness to the plummet. You see, God's standard of judgment is not your morality, but His strict holiness. And God says those who are not resting on the refuge Christ Jesus your lies and your refuge will be swept away, and your agreement and your covenant with death shall be disannulled and shall not stand. If your refuge is not Christ only, God will justly destroy it and you. God is holy. God must deal with sin. My friend, flee to Christ and rest in Him. Christ is salvation. Christ is life. He to the believer is made unto us. He's our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.